Hello, welcome to Sunday Studio. Today we invite a special guest to our show. He was a white-born speaking fluent Taiwanese. More interesting is he knows a lot about the beginning of really rush weaving. Want to know who he is? Let's listen to his voice first. Wow, Huang Charming. Sound. Yes, Mr. Huang, a special guest in today's show is in Rainy Rush Weaving History. Welcome, Mr. Huang.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for spending your time with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As we know, you are quite friends with Rainy Rush Weaving History. Will you tell us who was the first user?
The first user were two women in the Pinpu tribe, Lemmy Yuandi.
What is Pinpu?
An Aboriginal tribe during Qing Dynasty.
How did they make use of Rainy Rush?
Before answering the question, I will ask you where the Pinpu trap that cat really rush
on the beach, I guess.
Oh. Nice, isn't it? It was from the riverbank downstream of the Dying River. After Carlos really rush was dragged, fell, and then worked into mass and had her breath.
How about style?
Simple line only.
So, it was different from the rush weaving mats I see today, right?
Yes. Knots on a woman's form shining a broad string of rush into the chin and the wool, then into even more delay. Mats and the more rush. Material were needed. The woman transformed rush seen to a rush party, causing the increasing pollution.
It is a big break sound, is it?
Yes, and the cost of rush rubbing was more and more popular with things of abounding material than it become an important part of people culture.
Wow, how nice. Now we have a clean idea about the original of Rainy Rush Weaving. Thank Mr. Huang for telling us the wonderful story. Hope soon we will have a chance to invite you to our show in the near future. Again, thank you very much.
My honor, thank you.
Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.